Hi, Paul Sack. It's Good News Plan, and I'm speaking to Dr. Margaret Fry. Hi, doctor. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
Real good, thank you. You're a neurologist specializing in spinal muscular atrophy, SMA, and you're at the Memorial Health Care in Michigan. And we're with Kaylee McAllister. Hi, Kaylee. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, good. Thank you. A little cold here in New York.
Likewise here in Michigan.
Cold probably affects the body as well, I'm sure. Oh, Michigan, you send us your weather.
You're welcome.
Doctor, tell us what SMA is and who does it affect?
Spinal muscular atrophy is a genetic disease that causes gradually progressive muscle weakness. It affects patients of all ages, really, from early infancy through adulthood. The more severe forms of spinal muscular atrophy affect infants and babies very early on and can cause substantial weakness and death early in life. The milder forms, the SMA type 3, for instance, may not manifest until later in childhood or even into adulthood, and the symptoms and the severity of weakness that we see with that are relatively more mild.
Wow, okay. So it's very serious concern. Kaylee, how did you, what were some of the symptoms that you noticed or experienced that brought you to see that you do have SMA?
I was diagnosed as a type 3, I noticed I had trouble walking and I was falling a lot.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, and so you went to a doctor. Actually, it's hard to diagnose a doctor for somebody to know what this concern is.
The diagnosis for spinal muscular atrophy has become much easier in recent years due to advances in genetic testing. When an infant is identified who has spinal muscular atrophy, getting treatment initiated is considered an emergency.
Uh-huh, okay. Are there specific treatment options that are available to adult patients like Kylie?
There are. There is a medication called Spinraza, which was FDA approved in December of 2016 for patients of all ages. So this is the medication indicated for infants, and so it's initiated as soon as possible when we identify spinal muscular atrophy in an infant. But it's also indicated for adults as well. I'm thrilled to be here on behalf of Biogen to discuss the medication with you today to raise awareness that it's available. As with every medication, there are risks and benefits to using it, and we monitor for those risks, which can include injury to the kidney or bleeding issues by testing the patient's renal function and blood counts and things. For full information on that, you can go to Spinraza.com to review all of the potential risks of the medication as well as benefits.
Uh-huh. Kaylee, tell us a little bit about, how you got motivated to start treatment and a little bit about your experience, how everything has been going for you.
I had lost a sister, Ashley, to type 1 SMA. She's really the one who inspired me to get treatment. And then,
which is a fairly common occurrence where siblings will be identified in the same family. And Kaylee's sister, Ashley, had type 1 SMA and unfortunately passed away at 6 years of age.
Correct.
Wow. Tell me about how you're feeling today.
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, I got into all this hoping to maintain the independence, keep the abilities I had, I'm doing just that, so.
Yeah, and you're so strong in your character. You're here on the phone. You're speaking to lots of people about your own personal way of life, right?
Yes.
I thank you for that.
Yep. Everyone's different, but I've definitely gotten a lot stronger.
So, doctor, let me ask you. Oh, you know, you've been doing this for a while. How has, you know, expectation for patients changed over the years?
Over the years, when we look back at treatment of spinal muscular atrophy before treatments were available in terms of pharmaceuticals where we could directly treat the disease, the prognosis was progression. We knew that these patients were going to progress. And so the treatment really was based on physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. But now that we do have some treatment options, we can provide those to the patient as well to try to intervene with the disease itself to help them maintain as much as possible.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to this company because through their research and hard work, they come up with discoveries like this that make us, live longer, live healthier longer. Research and development with the pharma companies is a blessing for us all, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's there are some game-changing advancements that we're fortunate enough to be witnessing in medicine today.
Okay, let me ask you, what would you tell other adults considering treatment?
It's important to have a great team. I love my doctor, but I would tell them to speak to the physician about, seeking treatment to, be able to maintain, their abilities and keep the progression from getting worse.
For every patient, their first point of contact really should be their primary care physician or their neurologist to direct them toward the treatment that would be appropriate for them.
What other source direct your patients to? Is that their own personal doctor, the neurologist?
So, again, first you want to talk with your primary care physician or your neurologist. With regard to Spinraza specifically, you can get more information at spinraza.com. And then there are other resources for spinal muscular atrophy, such as Cure SMA, which may have some information as well.
You know, we're involved with actually the International Day of Peace, and health is peace. And I've asked a lot of people, last thought here, what does peace mean to them? And if you wouldn't mind, Dr. Frey, what is peace for you? Peace. I asked a lot of people, what does peace mean to them?
What does peace mean to them? It means maintaining some ability to predict what's coming in some ways, and to have a way to control that as much as possible, depending on your situation.
Beautiful. How about Kaylee? What is peace? What makes you peaceful?
Just, maintaining my abilities and being able to keep the independence that I have. That's peaceful for me.
You two are beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing your important good news with us, and to help many, many more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good day.